MS Neladan, Voyage 2, 1986-1987 season, 1st November 1986. Position, 61 degrees 59 minutes south, 118 degrees 9 minutes east. Captain's note. Today King Neptune arrived to anoint those who had not travelled below 60 degrees south. The bergy bits and icebergs are getting more prevalent as we edge our way closer to Casey. Bits of ice hit the hull of the ship like giant hailstones on a tin roof. Clip, clip, clip. The ship crunches through small patches of ice. Cape petrels and snow petrels glide outside my porthole. I fall asleep in my bunk to the sound of the ice against the ship. I am tired. I feel the heaviness in my face, in my bones. Even Soren keeps asking me if I'm all right. It is the bags under my eyes. We are only a few days from Casey, but the ice is getting thicker. Multi-seasoned ice, all joined together, and we slush through at a slow speed. When I lie in my bunk, I can hear the ice pushed right up against the hull, the ship quaking with the strain of the engine working overtime to give us enough push. Sometimes there is a scraping sound of a sharp piece, a growl, a scratching now hurting her. No matter how tired I am, that sound always wakes me. It is like I've known it all my life, like the howl of a wolf. It is one of those sounds that wakes every cell in my body and says, "Be alert! Wake up!" But then it is past and my muscles relax. My heart slows down. I think maybe I should just get up, make some coffee. And then I'm fast asleep again, out cold. There are no dreams, no twilight, just my alarm going off suddenly when I least expect it. A ringing from far away, getting louder and louder. A sound that won't go away.